Ready?
Born ready.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around.
It's that time, people. I know y'all been waiting for a long, long time. I got phone calls, texts. When we start dropping episodes of the Made Life, they're like, yo, what a new episode, bro. But I'm going to let y'all know, wait no more. I am officially back. And better than ever, I feel like. So I am proud to say, welcome to the Just Eldridge Podcast. The livest podcast on the airways. I am your host, Eldridge. And with me on the ones and twos is my boy, my partner in crime, Chronic Knowledge, a.k.a. Mr. Creep.
Hey. Chronic Knowledge of this thing. I clean it up.
It's all right. Y'all know I'm from the country. They know how to do. So check this out, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is the first official introduction episode. Just to get y'all caught up, I'm back, man. Life is good. I'm in a completely different space than we were with the Made Life podcast. But let me talk about that first. Why change? So for those that don't know, last year we launched the Made Life podcast. Made is an acronym for Motivated Adults Developing Excellence. It was named after a nonprofit that I started back in 2008. But it's actually a life motto that I live. I always say I live the Made Life. I live a life, and I'm a motivated adult excited about developing excellence and developing excellence with my family, my community, and myself. This is how I live my life. I try to live the life out loud. when I did the podcast, I just wanted to kind of talk about that. That's all I wanted to talk about. I'm gonna be real. I ain't have nothing up. It's not that I didn't have anything else to talk about. It just, that's what I wanted to talk about at the time. As we start doing the podcast, we start getting a lot of feedback. People start asking my opinion on different subjects, current events, politics, community. And they're like, oh, you should talk about it on your podcast. And I just didn't want to leave. You know, I didn't want to deviate from the content what we had, the Made Life content. So what we decided to do, plus we was recording in the studio. We had a dope studio that was gracious enough to let us use their studio. You want to shout them out, Keith? I know they're your people.
Oh, yeah. Shout out IBNX, man. We still rocking.
Yeah. So we still rocking with them. They were definitely down. They were letting us use the studio pro bono. Check them out. Support them. Use them however you can. But thing is, when you pro bono, you don't necessarily have the autonomy that you need to be able to use the studio when you want to. I got something to say. Let me drop it. So now, you know, I went with Full Scale with New Voices Production. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, shout out. New Voices in the building.
So Keith has a company called New Voices Production where he...
Hey, New Voices, we thought you knew.
Hey, look, he comes in. He produces, he engineers, he distributes it on all the platforms, streaming platforms. He does it all, and he'll pull up on you wherever you at, your house, your job, your church, wherever you want to do a podcast, he'll pull up on you. So I'm excited about being able to support a black-owned business with this podcast and go out with my boy Keith. So with that being said, me and Keith see each other every day. So there's no excuse not to be consistent. This is a Saturday. We dropped this on a Saturday, but the first episode is dropping on Tuesday. And you should see one every Tuesday after that. Period.
Yeah, I mean, like, this time around, bro, it's nothing holding us back, man. Like, we have all the equipment. We have full autonomy. We, like I told you, man, everybody, just make sure you subscribe. If you're on the Made Life subscription, you will see Just Eldridge pop up, but then make sure you go over and subscribe to Just Eldridge.
Right.
Every Tuesday, you want to see some content. And the way we feeling, man, you might just stay tuned to the feed. Something just might pop up. Just bonus content. You know?
So also, you know, follow me on all my social media pages. Everything is Just Eldridge. J-U-S-T. Eldridge is E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E. And honestly, like, so what's to come? What is Just Eldridge? Just Eldridge is, it's a couple of things. It's obviously Eldridge is my name. I think Just Eldridge represents where I am. Yeah, you stop and pause. You already got it? All right. So Just Eldridge is where I'm at in my life. It's where I'm at in my life. I am in this phase where I am focusing on me, what I want to do, my dreams, my goals, and I've always done this, but I'm focusing on those deeper dreams and goals. I feel like people have two levels of dreams or goals. We have the dreams and goals that we think are possible, like the safe dreams and goals, although it's going to be work to get them, but they're safe. But then we have those deeper dreams and goals that we don't want to talk out loud about because it might, you know, you might fail, or you really don't know how you're going to do that. So prime example, you know, obviously I'm an entrepreneur. So my dreams and goals to be an entrepreneur. That's not hard to me. I'm going to do that. I talk about it. Entrepreneurship is a journey, and sometimes it can be hard, but there's no doubt in my mind that I can be an entrepreneur. What's another dream? Me being a full-time podcaster, professional YouTube vlogger, stand-up comedian. These are like, these are the dreams that you have, and you're like, ah, can I do that? Like, who really want to watch me on YouTube? Who really gonna be rocking with the podcast? Like, are somebody gonna pay to sponsor this podcast? Like, you be challenging yourself on those things. So this is the part season of my life where I'm being Just Eldridge, and I'm focusing on that. No distractions, no fear, no hesitation. And I'm being out loud with my failure and my journey. You know, a lot of times we present stuff real pretty. It'd be real cute. And we scared to fail in front of everybody. But I'm going to let y'all see it. I'm going to let y'all see. Hey, I'm going to put a YouTube thing out there. And I might have that one. I remember when Will Smith dropped his YouTube channel. And he was like, yo, it's about to go crazy. He launched it. And in like an hour, he had like, I think he had like, it was like a low number, like 100 or something. Yeah. But he was like, oh, nobody liking my page. But it's like, I was annoyed because I'm like, nigga, shut up. Like, you Will Smith, you know this thing about the
pop.
It's about to pop. And
you know it's going to take off.
Exactly. And literally it took off like 20 million. And you know, Will Smith vlog, anybody that know me, you know I love Will. But his vlog is honestly the reason why my vlog took so long. Cause I was like, man, my junk can't edit it like this. Oh, it look. So until one of my friends was like, bruh, this nigga ain't even got a real vlog. He got camera crews, bro. He got different angles. This man doing a home video with a real.
This man is shooting a movie
every day.
Like, the equipment for shooting movies, recording has gotten so cheap to I can record a movie every day and set up that same camera and my wife and daughter can do a talk show.
Right. Every day. So. He killing the game, but shout out to, you know, my content, creation, accountability partner, Tia. Tia is a full-time vlogger, A Beautiful Life. Check them out. I actually appear on their vlog a few times. Neighbor in the house.
Neighbor in the house.
You know, she just got on me and she was like, yo, Eldridge, quit. Like, you gotta punch perfection in the face and you just gotta launch it. You just gotta do it. So I gave her my launch dates. I said I was going to launch the podcast by the Tuesday, which is launching on this coming Tuesday. And then the vlog is going to be launching in August. Hopefully a little sooner than that. But this is where I'm at. That's what Just Eldridge is. Eldridge is also me as a person, all of me. If you know me, I'm always playing. I can find a joke in any situation. I care about our community. I love black people. I'm engaged in politics. I love God. So on this podcast, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything. just remove the box, remove the frame.
You love them hot girls too?
Yeah, I love them hoes.
All of it is just Eldridge.
Hey, look. No, I'm just saying. I love beautiful black queens.
Yes. Ding.
Ding. So, I want to talk about everything. So, I'm asking y'all with me, remove the box, remove your feelings. I don't want nobody to get offended. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to double down on anything y'all say. Because I thought about it before I said it. So I'm just tell y'all now. Don't be coming at me like that. And what else? Oh, yeah. Also, the Made Life, we really didn't do a lot of guests because it wasn't about that. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be heavy guest oriented. Like, I'm going to be bringing on all my friends. I got some really dope people. I'm super excited. Matter of fact, the first episode about to be juicy.
Yeah, this first episode, I'm really excited. And let y'all know that Made Life Pod ain't going to go nowhere.
I think it's going to be on a monthly.
Yeah.
Dropping other things, probably.
And it's still going to be in circulation on the feed, so y'all can always check it out, share it. It's going to be posted.
The good thing about that content, it's timeless. I had a homeboy that I shared the podcast when I first launched it. He didn't listen to it till like 5 months later because he busy. He said he was on a plane. So he downloaded the podcast, just something to listen to while he was on a plane. And he was like, bro, the episode we did, Life Cycle of an Entrepreneur. He was like,
Gold.
He was like, brother, changed my life. He was like, and then he was like, it was hilarious. So that one, timeless. What's Your Legacy? Timeless. The Nike year. Timeless.
The boycott episode with Xavier.
Fuck your boycott.
Fuck your boycott. That was a very good one too.
Matter of fact,
we might have put that one back out because you know that 2020 coming up, political stuff, boycott this, boycott. If you heard that episode, you will understand where you need to stand.
Right. So I think the May Life was good for when it launched. I think it needed to launch like that. Cause I had to learn what I needed to learn. And with this podcast, we about to be going a lot harder. So get ready. Do me a favor again. Y'all subscribe. This is how you can help me. If you really rock with me, you can subscribe to the podcast. You can rate and review the podcast. You can share out the podcast. Even if you don't listen to it, share it out. I want you to listen to it, but share it out. You can follow me on social media. These are all free ways to support what I'm doing and how I'm trying to grow. Like, I really feel like, you know, I'm always talking off the mic. I'm always talking on camera. And I got a goal just to help empower and grow people. Everybody know that's what I'm about. So this is me being able to do that on a massive level. Like when I'm off camera and I'm off mic, I'm talking to a small group of people. Even if it's an event with 1,000 people, that's only 1,000. If this podcast do what it's supposed to do, we could touch millions and we can really motivate people just to do what they need to do and just live their best life for real. I know that's almost like a cliche line, but I feel like that's where I'm at right now in life. I feel like I'm in a really good place. I was in a relationship last podcast, so I'm out here single, like capital S single. I ain't gonna say nothing now because it ain't locked in, but I had got a really big offer that could actually change the game. And everything, what's so crazy? It can change the game, but it's so in line with who I am and what I'm already doing. So when that goes through, I'm gonna just speak that it's going through. When that goes through,
you'll hear it on the pod.
Yeah, you'll definitely hear it on the pod. Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring them on. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
And we're just gonna have a conversation. Why? You know what I'm saying? And, I think that's gonna change the game. A lot of stuff. So, look, y'all, I don't want this episode to be too long, but I'm just saying this. Thank y'all for holding me down with the Made Life podcast. Thank y'all for getting down with the Just Elders podcast. And I promise you, two things I'll never do is disappoint you, let you down. Disappoint you, let you down. I won't do it because I'm gonna keep rocking. Can't stop, won't stop. Keith, I'm excited. I appreciate you, bro. And again, congratulations on new production, new voice production. This is a big deal. I wish you many more clients, not too many, so you busy, too busy for me.
Oh, nah, hey, man, you know, it's just the Elders, bro. If y'all been rocking since Made Life, you already know how this goes. If you keep watching, stay tuned. Hey, man, this is real, true brotherhood in the works right here.
So, I'll see y'all next time. Tune in on Tuesday. Let's ride.